July 1966, Srila Prabhupada in New York City formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Incorporated. And as Srila Prabhupada mentioned this morning, he was asked to call it the International Society for God Consciousness. But he did not take that advice and stuck to the principles of his Guru Maharaj and called our society the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. At that time, the Divine Grace outlined the purposes for the society. We wanted to read them tonight to show that actually they have all come true. That on this 10th anniversary, all the purposes of our society actually are being fulfilled or already have been. The first one was to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, and to educate all people in the techniques of spiritual life, in order to check the imbalance of values in life, and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Second, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The third, to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, and thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Fourth, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teaching of the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Fifth, to erect for the members and for the society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Godhead. Sixth, to bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. And last, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. So we can see that actually Srila Prabhupada has now almost 100 centers and ashrams throughout the world. This has been established in less than 10 years. One gentleman recently, a respectable gentleman, was saying, I do not see how the society is going to spread all over the world. He was doubtful. And I explained to him that what we had done already was done in 10 years. He said, oh yes, if I can understand it, it can be done. He was thinking it had been done in 20, 30, or 40 years like that. But he was so surprised to see that actually in 10 years only, all this had been accomplished. And about revealing the Krishna's consciousness of Krishna is revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada's books are now printed in almost 15 languages around the world and distributed in the millions every year. In the United States and Europe and South America and in Africa, the Mediterranean, every country in the world is now benedicted by Srila Prabhupada's translation. So that's the purpose we have kept. To bring the members of society closer together, he has always taught us that our whole society is based on love and trust. Although sometimes hindered by our past bad activities and bad habits, we have actually come more and more to that conclusion ourselves as we have banded together to help Srila Prabhupada pushing this movement. We've had to base our relationships with each other on love and trust. Otherwise, it could not have happened. I've seen personally that so many people gathered together under one roof who would never speak to each other in the material world, who would never even see each other, would never cross each other's path. But in Krishna consciousness, all these things are forgotten because of the common denominator of Krishna. And everyone bands together. And love and trust. To teach and encourage Sankirtan, there's hardly a person who travels anywhere who hasn't seen Sankirtan in every major city in the Western world, and now even in India, and now in Africa. People see us everywhere. One time a boy said to me, I asked him, I said, how many devotees do you think, full-time devotees, do you think we have in this room? This was here in Washington several years ago. And the boy said, well, I don't know. Come on, just take a guess. Just know what we're doing. All right. 2 million? I didn't want to tell them there were only 2,000 at that time before they initiated the cycle. But because of their energy, because Srila Prabhupada's energy is pushing all of his disciples, it appears that they are millions. People think they've seen us all over the world. And actually, they're simply distributing Srila Prabhupada's book. So that he has kept that promise, that purpose has been kept. and to erect to the members of the society in general holy places of pilgrimage. That has been accomplished. We are seeing these tremendous structures and temples going up in India almost overnight. In Vrindavan, the land of Krishna, in Mayapur, the land of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now so many projects, including farm projects in India. So this is this promise. This purpose has been kept. We remind you that so many so-called gurus come, and they make promises, and they take money. But then they are gone. In a few years, they are gone. They are found to be smuggling things in their suitcase, or they are found to be telling lies to their promises and their purposes. So we find that Srila Prabhupada has kept his promises and purposes with his 10 years of proving. To bring the members closer together to teach them a simpler, more natural way of life has also been accomplished, because Srila Prabhupada has now established a number of farm projects throughout the world. Starting with Vrindavan, we saw that film today. About 1,500 acres ashram, with over 150 members, have been flourishing for 6 or 7 years already. So that purpose has been accomplished. And with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. Srila Prabhupada has published so many things, from his Easy Journey to the Other Planets, his first published book, which is still a bestseller, Easy Journey to the Other Planets. Prabhupada's Yoga System, so many of these books are continuing to be published after 10 years. Ever fresh, ever new. They're being passed out now in small towns and villages. Every year, the movement is spread. So every one of these purposes, if you're following what, when he made these statements, in effect, it was a manifesto to the government, that this is the purpose that I have come to your country for these high ideals, for these great ideals. And this is my promise. But Srila Prabhupada has made a promise to the American people. And actually, he has kept his promise. And now, it is upon our shoulders to somehow or another try to repay this tremendous debt. Actually, it can never be paid. The obligation of spiritual master can never be paid. The majority of people don't know the obligation that they have to the bottom up. But those of us who have some understanding, we must somehow or another repay to the bottom up what he has done. So that is now our promise. We promise that we will carry out his desires for the rest of our lives. We promise that these purposes that he has outlined, that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that he himself has checked almost single-handedly. He was telling us how, when he first arrived on the boat, before Srila Prabhupada got off the boat, he distributed his first body of mine. The boat captain. He was thinking, I have these 40 rupees. Mm-hmm. I cannot do anything with rupees in this country, so I must sell some books and get some American money. So he asked the ship's captain for $16 for these books, the first set of body of mine, and the captain gave him 20. That was your fun, but it set the example, so that we was bowed to follow that example. But it said that was pretty awful. Nice!
Anybody else?
I saw the news that after last week, after we stopped the Baba in the river, that we see something that we need. Maybe it will be China. Compared to see a different art, talk about the top world. Much many other verses are found. That the spiritual master is not elected by popularity votes. There are so many spiritualists in the world, so teachers in the world. None of them can compare to the representative of Krishna and God. So by the mercy of Krishna, in the wonder, in his material existence, Ramananda Brahmita, Pura Bhagavana Ji, Guru Krishna Prasad Upaya Bhaktivinoda Ji. You have 8,400,000 different species of life, the living entity is forced to send migrating in all the abominable conditions of life. And finally, by the mercy of Krishna, one comes in contact with a bona fide guru, a bona fide representative of God. And then there's an opportunity. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets guru, and by the mercy of guru, one can get the seed of devotional service. So this opportunity is now present before the whole world. Prabhupada's plan, not for himself, but for our benefit, practically we can see it, that Srila Prabhupada, his movement is simply to benefit us, how we can go back to God, back to Krishna. Therefore, he sacrificed everything for the satisfaction of Krishna, which is the highest perfection of life. Dharma Sanatita Sri Sangi Sakshay Sakati Yaha. Those Padi Yadavi that he finally came up. Atak Kupya Dvija Shesha Vana Ashima Vipadasa Sanishti Tanshya Dharma Sanshidya Hari Kodhya. The highest perfection of life is not to become sannyasi, is not to become renowned, not to become king, is not to become anything in this material world. All of these different positions, they're just like bubbles. They're bound to pop at any moment. Like the wave, it's like bubbles. At any instant it may pop. But the highest perfection of life is some to be a honey potion, to please Krishna. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter that there is no one more dear to me in this world than someone who is teaching the devotees how to surrender unto Krishna. So, obviously, there is no one more dear in this entire world, entire universe, to Krishna than Srila Prabhupada. And, speaking from my own experience, I know, actually, although I may not be qualified as a disciple, or very elevated in spiritual life, but this much I can know from an association, mostly with Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada is indeed directly the representative of the Supreme Court of the Therefore, you should take his instruction as our life and soul. It is non-different from Krishna's instruction. Therefore, it is stated that Yasha Prasad and Bhagavad Prasad, that if you can get the mercy of the spiritual master, Yasha Prasad and Hanukkah, without the mercy of the spiritual master, there is no problem. It's like if you disregard Krishna's instruction. So how can we approach Krishna? Similarly, if we disregard the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, it is impossible to approach Krishna. The instruction is not different. The Prabhupada is so kindly teaching us repeatedly, day after day, driving it into our very dull brain because of so much sinful activity. But nonetheless, Prabhupada, like a loving father, he's guiding us gently, always encouraging us, that, come on! Just like in the morning, the children come. Come on. Everyone, come on. Come back to Godhead. Take up your Krishna consciousness. It is the eternal body. And by doing this, you'll be happy. And everyone will be happy. And the highest of that will be that Krishna will be used by our creation. So, this time, I think that we will be back with everyone also. Thank you, Prabhupada, for your golden opportunity and the meeting of the Krishna journey. We pray that by your mercy and by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we'll be able to strongly remain attached to those feet, so that somehow we'll be able to fulfill these goals. Of the
Ganam Janus Palakaya चक्षुर मिलिताम येना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयम् ददाति सपदान्तम्। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले सो अयं रूप पदा मह्यं ददाति पदान्तकम्। दिस मोमेंट इज श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम्। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही अपीयर्ड on this earth 500 years ago in Bengal, Navadvip, to spread this Krishna consciousness. Although this movement is not new, this Krishna consciousness movement was started by Krishna himself. Apparently, the Krishna consciousness movement was started by Krishna himself in the battlefield of Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago. And he says that this Krishna consciousness movement I spoke to the sun god long, long years ago. Imam vivasati yogam praktavan aham abhayam. This is abhay. Abhay means which is never diminished or destroyed. Boy means which is destroyed. And Krishna says, this yoga system, this is yoga system, bhakti yoga. Yoga means to connect, to add yoga. So, at the present moment, we are almost disconnected. Not exactly disconnected, forgotten. Our relationship with Krishna or God. God means Krishna and Krishna means God. So, in the human society, there are many different types of yoga systems. Just to reconnect our relationship with Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, they explain different things: karma yoga, jnana yoga, hatha yoga, dhyana yoga, bhakti yoga. All of them are yogas, but there are different stages. Yoga means to connect or to link up to the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now, suppose he is in the topmost platform, everyone is trying to go there. Momo vartvanu vartante manusha pata sarvasa. Krishna says, everyone is trying to come to me. But just like the person is on the top floor, so the staircase is one. Somebody has crossed 10 steps, somebody has crossed 20 steps, somebody has crossed 100 steps, but one has to go to fulfill, say, 1,000 steps. So there are different yoga systems. Everyone is trying to go to the topmost platform. Mamo Bhatvanu Bhattanti Manushya Pasu Sarva. This is a path. So, in the Kali Yuga especially, to come to the highest platform of yoga perfection, step by step, it is little difficult. Actually, to practice yoga, one has to undergo so many austerities, penances, rules, regulations. That is all described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how yoga should be practiced. It is recommended that yogi should sit down in a secluded place, sacred place. So in India still, those who are actually yogis, at least those who are trying to follow the yoga system, real yoga system means dhyanavasthita tadgatena manusa pasyanti yam yogi. Yogina, those who are yogi, they sit down in a secluded place, alone. This is yoga practice is not possible in a fashionable city. That is not possible. It is to be executed alone. You still will find in India many places, Haridwar, there are many yogis. They are sitting alone. They have nothing to do with this material world. And dhyanavasthita, and not only for 1, 2, 3 years, but for many 100 years. Still many yogis come and during Kumbh Mela. Their age is 300 years, 400 years, 500 years old. It is possible. It is possible by exercising the breathing, one can prolong his life. That is called samadhi. If you can stop your breathing, then you enhance your duration of life. That is possible. Therefore, you will find the picture of the yogis. They are controlling the breathing. Because everyone has got a destined breathing period. By superior arrangement, so if you don't spend your breathing, then you prolong your life. This is it. If you can remain in samadhi, don't breathe, that then you are just like you have got a bank balance, $1,000. If you don't spend it, then the $1,000 is there. Or out of $1,000 you spend one, still you have 999. So the yoga practice is to control the breathing period. And this breathing can be controlled if you can control your sense place. Otherwise it is not possible. Especially sex. Everyone has got experience. While sex life one enjoys, the breathing is very heavy. Very, very heavy. So he loses the balance of his breathing period. So the first practice of yoga is yoga indriya samyama, to control the senses. That is all described in the Bhagavad Gita, sixth chapter. So this yoga system was possible in the Satya Yuga. I mean to say possible for the mass of people. If one or two person practices yoga, the practice is there, the system is there, but it is not possible for the general public. It is not possible. So, in the Shastra we find Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu. Real yoga system, I have already explained, that yoga indriya samyama, or by meditation to seek the Supreme Lord, always within the heart. Dhyanamastita tadgatena manasa pasyantiyam yogina. In trance, you'll find yogic picture, that trance there in meditation, completely silent, stop breathing and seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, within the heart. This is actual yoga system. But it was possible to be executed in the Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga means when people used to live for 100,000 of years. That was possible. Just as Valmiki Muni. He executed yoga system for 60,000 years. Because he was to live for 100,000 of years. So it was not very difficult to engage oneself in 60,000 of years. But that is not possible in this age. Therefore, Shastra says, Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu Tritayam Jajato Makhai Dapare Parichajayam Kalau Tad Hari Kirtana. Hello, in this Kali Yuga, when people are very, very fallen, manda samanda matayo manda bhagya jupadvita, they are very unfortunate also, and manda bhagya, and all the unfortunate, they are disturbed by so many external affairs. So it is very difficult to execute yoga system or yoga system, sacrifice. It is very costly affair. Or even archan, temple worship. It is also very difficult because people are not very much interested even worshipping the deity in the temple. In India, there are thousands and thousands of temples. temple or mosque or church of the same type for offering prayers, obeisances to the Lord. People are losing interest in that. Archan Marg. There are many temples I have seen There is no caretaker. People are losing interest. Many temples. They are open. A dog is living within the temple and passing through. I have seen it. So people are gradually losing interest. In temple worship, we don't want to speak of yoga or offering sacrifices. Everything is now finished. Therefore, kalauta dhari ki tana. This is the one. That system was introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because other system will not be successful in this age. May be successful in one or two cases, but not for the general mass of people. Therefore, Shastra recommends there are different incarnations of God, but one incarnation is there. It is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in other places also, in Upanishad, in Mahabharata. These are approved Vedic scriptures. So, the Vedic knowledge is summarized in the Vedanta system, Brahma Sutra, everything done by Vyasadeva. And in order to protect the sanctity of Vedanta, because there are so many foolish persons, they are distorting the purpose of Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, Vyasadeva, under the instruction of spiritual master Narada, he personally wrote a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. This is Srimad Bhagavata. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced these two things. Sankirtan and Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam means the expansion of Bhagavad Gita. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita you will find at the last stage Krishna says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. And Srimad Bhagavatam also begins from that point. Srimad Bhagavatam gives introduction. Dharma prodhita koitavatra. All cheating type of religious system kicked out. Prodhita. Prodhita means just like you sweep over the floor, and all the dust you throw it. That is called prajji. Prakrishta rupena ujji. So these two systems, this system, one system, to accept the real principles of religion. That is Krishna's explained. It is explained by Krishna that Krishna came, appeared. Why? What is the purpose of Krishna's appearing? Sometimes they argue, atheist class of man, that God cannot come. So why God cannot come? God is your father's servant, that he cannot come, you are ordering. If he cannot come, how is God? God can do everything. Why you say that God cannot come? He is not under your rules and regulations. Then he is not God. God can come. God says, yes, I come. Yada yada hi dharma saglani bhavati bhāraṁ. Abhutthānam adharma sa tadātmānam sijāmi ham. परित्राणायाम साधुना विनाशाय दृष्टिता धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय युगे युगे संभवा. तो आई गॉड का नाम. So, when God says, yes, I come for this purpose, this is my mission. Jada jada hi dharma sat glani bhavad. What is that glani? Glani means discrepancy. It's not the principles of religious when it is not executed properly. That is called glani. So what is dharma? A simple definition is given. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the law given by God. That's three words. God and His words. So if you do not know who is God, if you do not know what is His order, then we are lost. If you do not know God, and if you just like if you do not know what is the government, and if you do not know what is the order of government, then where you are? Where is your position? We'll come in. Every step some mistake and we shall suffer. So we must know what is dharma. A cat, dog cannot understand dharma. But a human being is supposed to understand dharma. Law books are made for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Tip to the left or tip to the right, the signboard is there in the street, or the red light is there, blue light is there. For whom? For the human being, not for the cats and dogs. The cats and dogs may disobey. There is no criminality on them, but because they are cats and dogs. So there is law of God. There is God. If human being does not know what is God and what is the law of God, then he is no better than the cats and dogs. We must know. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So that law is being instructed by the God Himself. That is Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Dharma samasthapanartha. So Krishna did not come to establish some sectarian religious system. That is not God's business. God is for everyone. God is not for the Hindu, for the Muslim, for the Christian, or anyone. God is for everyone. He is for animals, trees, plants, aquatics, insects, everyone. Because he claims, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva joni sukantiya sambhamanti mutayoja tasang mahajani brahma ahama bija padapita. Krishna's claim. Actually, that is the fact. If you study only this verse, there are so many forms of life, beginning from grass. That is also life. The grass is coming from the earth. The trees are coming from the earth. The animal, four-legged animals, they are eating grass. They are forming semina. They are discharging the semina and the animal species of life are coming. We are eating, either eating the animal or the vegetable. We are also begetting children. The origin is from the earth. Tathāṅga mahajjani brahma, mahattatva. So we can see practically that these things are there. So many different varieties of life. Jalajānavalakkhāni sthāvarālakkhavinsati kinvayavuruddha-saṅkhaka. They are all living entities, aquatics. 900,000 forms of life within the water. Jalajānavalakkhāni, everything accurate. Sthāvarālakkhavinsati, the trees, plants, they are standing, sthāvarā. That is very great punishment. Those who are very, very sinful, they have to take birth as trees and plants and stand up for thousands of years. Material nature's punishment. A small ant, it can move, but a big tree cannot move. That is punishment. Just like in our childhood, we are being punished by the teacher, stand up on the bench. It is like that. So in this way, Krishna or God, if you simply study this line, that so many living entities are coming out of the earth, either water or land or air or anything, they're coming out. So their offspring and material nature is the mother. Krishna says that. Sarvajana Rishu Kaunteya Sammahvanti Murtayaja Tasanga Mahadjani Mahatattva Joni, mother. So where is the father? The children are there, the mother is there. The next inquiry should be, where is the father? That is natural. Without father, a mother is sitting with a child. Nobody can say the child has no father. If somebody says that I do not see the father, how can I believe? That is foolishness. You believe or not believe, you see or not see, there must be father. This is the conclusion. This is theism. That this world is going on, that everything is coming out of the mother earth, then there must be father. And that father is present. Aham bija pradapita. I am the father. So it is our misfortune that we do not recognize the father. So it may be, how can I recognize my father? Ask your mother. Vedasya sarvai ahameva vedyam. All Vedic literature, it says, here is father, Krishna su Bhagavan Sayam. Ishara parama Krishna satchidananda. Anādi-rādi-gūvindra-sarva-kāra-nākāra. So we will find in every Vedic literature, Krishna is the Supreme Father. When Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he addressed Krishna. In the 10th chapter, you find, Parabrahma-parangadhāma-pavitam-paramam-bhava. Purusam Sāsatam Ādhyam. And he also confirmed that I am accepting it like this, Param Brahma Param Dhamma. The people may be in doubt because I am your friend. So they may say out of friendship, regard or affection, out of sentiment, he is speaking like that. That Krishna is the Supreme Person, Param Brahma. But Arjuna immediately rectified this impression that not only myself, But great authorities like Vyasdev, Narad, Bhusita, they are also here. For Vyasdev is also in Vedavyas is the giver of Vedic knowledge. So he is accepting. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is writing, Ete Chamsakala Pumsa Krishnatsu Bhagavan. He has given description of the incarnation of God. Then he concludes that all these incarnations, they are part and parcel of plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the name which I mentioned as Krishna, that Godhead, Krishna Sub Bhagavan, he is the Supreme, original Personality of God. That is Vyasdev. So we have to accept. And Arjuna also says, Swayam cha Brahmi, you are also personally speaking. That matta parataram nyanya kinchijasti dhanandaya. That is, no more superior authority than so this is Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to find out the Supreme Father. Supreme Father. That is the Saman Savastanta of this moment. If we do not know who is our Father, that is not a very good position. At least in India, it is a custom. If somebody cannot say his father's name, he is not very respectful. Time in the poem that you write your name, you must write your father. That is Indian living system. And the name, his own name, his father's name, and his village, these three combined together. I think this system may be equivalent in other countries, but India, this is his system. First name his own name, the second name his father's, and the third name is the village or the country where he is born. This is it. So fathers, we must know the father. That is Krishna consciousness, no man. If we remain forgetful of our father, that is not a very good position. And what kind of father? Parabrahma, Paramatam, the richest. Not the poor father who cannot feed his children. It's not that father. Eko jabahunam vidadhati kama. That father is so rich that he alone is feeding millions and millions and trillions of people. In Africa there are hundreds of millions of elephants he's feeding them. And within the row there is a hole. There may be millions of ants, he's also. Eko jabahunam vidadhati kama nitya nityanam chetana chetana. These are the basic information. So, the human life, this is meant for understanding who is father, what is his law, who is God, what is our relationship with him. This is Vedanta. Vedanta does not mean that talk some nonsense and no relationship with the Father. Samayeva hiteva. If you do not know who is your Father, dharma sanusthita pumsa visakshena kathasuja, no Father is the thing that is Samayeva hiteva. This is that one. Krishna says, Veda ishta sadvai ahami. So you become Vedanti, that's very nice. In the beginning of Vedanta it is said that the absolute truth is there, from whom everything comes. Yathātva brahma jñāsa. This is the beginning. Now, the human life is meant for understanding the absolute truth. Jñāsa. One should inquire, what is the absolute? That is human life. To find out the absolute truth. So, the next sutra immediately says, the absolute truth is that which is the source of everything. And what is that everything? Which two things we find, animate and inanimate. Practically, some of them are animate and some of them inanimate. Two things. Now we can expand the variety, there is another thing. But two things are there. So these two things we see, there is a control above this, the animate and inanimate. So we have to inquire now whether the source of two things, animate and inanimate, and inanimate, what is the position? Position is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jataha annayat itaratascha atretu avidya. This is explained. The original source of everything is avidya. How? Annayat itaratascha atretu. If I have created something, I know everything, all details. Anayat, directly or indirectly. I know. If I have manufactured something, suppose if I know some special cooking, then I know all the details how to do it. That is the origin. So that origin is Krishna. Krishna says, Vedaham Samiti Dhan. I know everything, past, present. Matta sarvam pravartate aham adihi devana. According to creation theory, not theory, fact, Brahma Vishnu myself. So these are the principal devatas. So Vishnu is the original. Aham adihi devana. The creation, but Mahavishnu. Then from Mahavishnu, there is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. From Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, there is Hirodak Sai Vishnu, the expansion of Vishnu. And from him, Brahma comes. Brahma is born out of Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, in the lotus flower. Then he gives birth to Rudra. This is the explanation of creation. Krishna says, Aham Adirhi Devana. He is also origin of Vishnu. Because from the Shastra we say, Krishna Stru Bhagavan Sam, the original personality of Godhead is Vishnu. And the first expansion of Krishna is Baladeva. Then from him, Chaturbhaha, Vasudeva Sankarsana Anurudha, then Narayan, from Narayan the second Chaturbhaha, and from second Chaturbhaha, Sankarsana, Mahavishnu. In this way, you have to learn the Shastras. You'll find that actually, as it is said in the Shastra, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam, and Krishna says, Aham Adirhi Devana, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhattate, and Arjuna accepts Parabrahma, Paramatthama, Pavitram, Parabrahma. So you have to accept Shastra. Shastra Chakushyat, you have to see through the Shastra. And if you learn Shastra, then you will find Krishna Sri Bhagavan Sayam. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to present to the human society the Supreme Personality of God. This is the consciousness movement. So, we started this movement in 1996, registering it. Our Rupanuga Prabhu has already explained. So, take this movement very serious. The same. Krishna started, I mean, within the historical, 5,000 years ago. And he started this movement with Arjuna as his disciple. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, he revived again the same movement with Krishna himself, and that is going on. Don't think that this is a manufactured movement. No. It is the authorized movement and confirmed by the authorities. Mahajanaji Nagatasra Pancha. There are Mahajans mentioned in the Shastra. So, be fixed up in Krishna consciousness movement and try to understand Krishna. We have got so many literatures, authorized literatures, and make your life successful. Thank you.